A monster just stood up from the channels and jumped. These haunting words from Salavalu Ulberg of Samoa capture what makes tsunamis so terrifying. They transform the familiar sea into something monstrous and unrecognizable. Unlike hurricanes or earthquakes that we've learned to measure and track, tsunamis remain particularly frightening because they're so rare that few people ever experience one firsthand. Yet when they strike, they reshape coastlines, destroy communities, and permanently alter the course of human history. As climate change threatens to increase extreme weather events that can trigger tsunamis, understanding these devastating waves has never been more crucial. On April 1, 1946, a massive Alaskan earthquake triggered a tsunami across the Pacific. At Hawaii's Laupahoho Peninsula, teacher Marsu McGinnis watched the water recede, then return, like filling a bathtub. When schoolchildren gathered to catch stranded fish, no one recognized the danger. Minutes later, a massive wave destroyed Marsu's cottage, sweeping her out to sea, clinging to the roof. 10-year-old Herbert Nishimono survived by crafting a makeshift raft and covering himself with Crisco shortening for protection. This tsunami traveled 9,300 miles to Antarctica, destroying a research hut. The disaster marked when scientists abandoned misleading terms like tidal wave for the Japanese word tsunami, meaning harbor wave. The catastrophe finally convinced officials that earthquake-based tsunami warnings were feasible, leading to the establishment of the Pacific Tsunami Warning System in 1948, a network still saving lives today. When the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami struck, a remarkable pattern emerged. On Simulue Island, just 60 miles from Banda Aceh, where over 100,000 died, only 7 people perished, despite a population of 78,000. The difference? Islanders preserved the concept of smog, the ocean coming onto land, through generations via stories, poems, and lullabies after a devastating 1907 tsunami. Similarly, New Zealand Maori oral traditions describe taniwa, water monsters, that struck specific coastal locations centuries ago. One tells of Tapu Arero Ututu, who killed nearly everyone at Moawitu around the 15th century. Modern geological evidence confirms tsunami deposits at precisely these locations, validating oral histories preserved for over 600 years. Equally striking was 10-year-old Tilly Smith's action at Thailand's Mai Khao Beach in 2004. Recognizing tsunami warning signs from her geography class when the sea mysteriously withdrew, she prompted a beach evacuation. Her resort became the only oceanfront property in the area with zero casualties, proving that knowledge, whether ancestral or classroom-based, remains our strongest defense against these devastating waves. In Alaska's remote Lichua Bay, Tlingit legends tell of a monster who destroys visitors by shaking the water like a sheet. Science now confirms what indigenous wisdom knew. This place experiences catastrophic tsunamis unlike anywhere else on Earth. On July 9, 1958, fisherman Howard Ulrich and his 7-year-old son were anchored when an earthquake struck. Minutes later, a massive rock slide sent 90 million tons of rock into the water. What followed wasn't initially a wave, but like an explosion, a straight wall of water about 100 feet high, spanning shore to shore. Unable to free his anchor, Ulrich let out all 240 feet of chain and radioed, "Mayday! All hell has broken loose in here. I think we've had it. Goodbye." They survived. But Bill and Vivian Swanson weren't as fortunate. Their boat was carried about 80 feet above the treetops before crashing down. The next morning revealed the wave had reached 1,700 feet, taller than the Empire State Building, and scoured away trees and soil across 5 square miles. This remains history's tallest recorded tsunami, a reminder that nature's power sometimes exceeds what we believe possible. Tsunamis aren't limited to oceans. Some of history's deadliest waves occurred in unexpected places. In 1963, at Italy's Vajont Dam, engineers ignored geological warnings before a massive landslide created an 820-foot tsunami that overtopped the dam and destroyed 5 villages, killing nearly 2,000 people. Human activities have also triggered tsunamis. In 1906, Glasgow, the collapse of 3 vats at the Loch Katrine distillery released 150,000 gallons of hot whiskey, creating a waist-deep alcoholic wave that engulfed streets. Even deadlier was the 1919 Boston molasses disaster, when a tank failure sent a 15 to 25-foot wave of molasses through downtown at 35 miles per hour, killing 21 people. Climate change amplifies these risks as retreating glaciers create deep lakes with unstable sides. Lake Geneva shows evidence of 5 major tsunami events since glacial retreat 19,000 years ago. The most recent, in 563 CE, generated 16-meter waves that devastated shoreline communities. As warming continues, similar events become increasingly likely in mountain regions worldwide. Around 2.5 million years ago, the Eltanen asteroid struck Earth's deep ocean southwest of Chile. It left no crater as it completely shattered upon impact, releasing energy equivalent to 650 million Hiroshima bombs and creating a tsunami potentially 4 kilometers high at impact. Though reduced to 65 to 100 feet by the time it reached Chile, the pressure wave devastated marine life across the Pacific, rupturing fish swim bladders and causing brain damage in marine mammals. This impact coincided with a major extinction event that eliminated 36% of existing genera, including the Megalodon megashark, a 98-foot predator that had dominated oceans for millions of years. Environmental consequences were severe. Asteroid fragments and water vapor reached heights of 9 miles, stratospheric temperatures dropped by 20 degrees Celsius, and global weather patterns were disrupted long-term. Some researchers believe this cosmic collision triggered climate changes that eventually prompted our ancestors to migrate out of Africa, potentially shaping human evolution itself. The 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami killed nearly 250,000 people across 14 countries, yet taught us crucial lessons. In American Samoa in 2009, hundreds of children survived because of recent tsunami evacuation training. William Agafa described how kids running all over the place saying "tsunami's coming" alerted skeptical elders who might otherwise have perished. Modern society's technology dependence creates new vulnerabilities. After Japan's 2011 tsunami, domestic networks nearly collapsed, while submarine cable breaks disrupted trans-Pacific communications. These undersea cables carry 99% of international data traffic, a fragile lifeline easily severed by seabed movement. We're also discovering new threats like meteor tsunamis, tsunami-like waves generated by intense air pressure disturbances from severe weather. In 2014, these waves caused damage from Spain to Ukraine, and climate change may increase their frequency through rising temperatures and increased storminess. The ocean gives life, but can take it away with terrifying swiftness. While science and warning systems improve, personal responsibility remains paramount. Know your evacuation routes, whether you live near or visit coastal locations. When the earth shakes violently near shore, when water mysteriously withdraws, or when animals suddenly flee inland, don't wait for official warnings. Move to higher ground immediately.